Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain. I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Christmas Eve morning edition of our Christmas show here in the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm your host, retired fire rescue Captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight as we broadcast from my Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida flagship station, to great radio stations all across America and around the world, too, via the internet and the satellite. Now, a special shout-out goes out to our active-duty military, veterans, EMS, firefighters, police, hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol, security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those helping in the coronavirus effort to keep us free and safe. Now, to everybody working on the Third Watch right now, especially those people that are out there getting the mail from point A to B, the bulk mail haulers, and the over-the-road truck drivers getting the gifts to the warehouses to get them distributed, and the FedEx drivers and the UPS drivers, thank you for keeping America rolling along. Now, you can follow us on Facebook, the Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. We're also on MeWe, Gab, Parler, and Getter the same way. We're on Twitter, at Captain's America. And don't forget to check out our website either, thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com, simply thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. And joining us from founderscode.com, we've got Denise Simon, and good morning, good morning, good morning, and Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas and good morning.
And ho, ho, ho. All right. The FDA approved the Pfizer pill the day before yesterday. And then yesterday they approved the Merck COVID pill. So now we got two pills out there.
Correct.
So what do you think that's going to do?
This is to keep people, this is a prophylactic, and this is to keep people out of a hospital.
Uh-huh.
I don't know how similar, if similar at all, these are as far as the ingredients of the medications. I mean, I don't know anything about either of them, so I really can't say, but I think they had been in process from the scientists, the laboratory people, for quite some time.
Mm-hmm.
And I rather like this than to have the shots and going down that path. So, but the jury is still kind of out for me. I haven't had time to do the work on it yet.
Well, there are a bunch of medical experts, a bunch of lab types and whatnot, that are saying that the Biden administration is a little bit too little and too late on the Omicron measures that they've been taking. What do you think?
Well, look, there was a plan apparently going back to, I think, August about how to deal with any kind of variants.
Yep.
And whatnot, and this administration just didn't do it. This administration is still in chaos, and it's using variants as an excuse for pretty much everything, any of the failures, when it's a failure into itself.
Mm-hmm.
So,
And the Army reportedly is working on a vaccine, if you will, one size fits all for all of the variants.
Well, that's what they do. because, you know, suddenly where people get deployed, the troops get deployed and whatnot, and they have to necessarily streamline things, but it's not a new thing. Because, what is it, Fort, I don't want to say Fort Dix, but Fort Dix is the first one that comes to mind. That's where they do that, but I don't think that's right. The one in, is that called Maryland, is that right?
It's in Maryland, Fort, not Fort Meade, but over just outside Baltimore.
Yeah, I'm trying to remember what it is.
Well, I'm sure we'll hear from Ellie in a minute and he'll tell us. But it's in Maryland, that much I know. And as far as the exact name of the fort, I'm not sure. But the first one that came to mind when I heard it was Fort Meade. Okay, let me see here. This is Mel. Let me see. All right, Mel in Saratoga, do you know the name of the fort?
Well, I happened to be calling in when you were asking the question, so I don't even know what the question was as far as the fort is.
Oh, we're trying to find out about the fort in Maryland where they were doing all the testing. There's a lab there.
Oh, I have no idea, Captain, but my question was, or my comment was, shot or pill or whatever. Whatever happened to bodily or medical autonomy? I mean, or freedom? You're talking about
immunity?
Yeah, well, talk about...
This stuff. I hear you.
Yeah, they're not even mentioning it anymore. Uh-huh.
Yeah, well, I should have a choice. To either take this nonsense or don't take the nonsense and leave me alone. I mean, the virus, you have a 99.999% of recovery of being this thing. It's just madness. Yeah. When's it going to quit? Or do we have to stand
it's
up and...
It's not going to. They want this madness.
Well, it'll quit when people get darn hot enough and they take up arms. And this is going to probably what they're looking for.
Well...
It's for a confrontation.
That's not going to happen. Thank you, Mel. That's not going to happen. Not by us, and I don't condone that. But go ahead.
Well, nobody does. No. But, in fact, it has... It has escalated. Just look at the confrontations that we're having in airports and on the plane.
Mm-hmm.
So, but look, mandates is not law.
Nope.
And I think that we tend to forget that. It is not law. So, mandates are not legal. By the way, it's the scientists at Walter Reed Institute of Research.
Okay, hold that thought. We're going to take a break. We're going to come right back. And if you want to get involved in the number, you can call us at 877-969-8600. I'll be right back.
This is Kyle Warren, the professor of politics. There's more of the Captain's America Third Watch coming up right after this short break. Stay right there.
If you feel America is facing more dangers than ever, you're right. An increasing number of things are falling apart daily. That's why you need to prepare for more of the unexpected, and that includes food shortages. When people panic, grocery stores run out of food fast. Would you survive without food for days, weeks, even months? The smart folks are buying emergency food now. Take this moment to shop MyPatriotSupply.com. We're America's leader in preparedness. My Patriot Supply has earned over 47,000 four-star and five-star reviews. Our delicious food kits average 2,000 calories per day and last up to 25 years in storage, so it's there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com, order a food kit or two, and we'll ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Don't wait for the news to tell you something bad happened again. Rather, be more self-reliant and prepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano colloidal silver from AmeriCare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. AmeriCare's nano colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, AmeriCare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Kyle Warren, the professor of politics. And from all of us here at the Captain's America Third Watch, we want to wish everyone listening a very Merry Christmas and, of course, all the best for 2022. Merry Christmas, everybody.
Thank you very much, Kyle. And our friends that sponsor this segment at Geico Insurance are wishing everybody a Merry Christmas, a Happy Holiday, as well as a Happy New Year. And remember that Geico, G-E-I-C-O, has been saving people money on their car insurance for over 75 years, and they currently are the second largest personal auto insurer in the country, insuring over 25 million drivers, including yours truly, your humble talk radio host. Now, you can go to the website, geico.com, G-E-I-C-O, or you can look in the phone book and get the name of your local agent and call them up. But if you do go to the website, be advised that you can get a price quote there for the car you're driving, the truck you're driving. Maybe you have a motorcycle, an ATV, a boat, or an RV. They can give you insurance coverage and rates for that. And the best way that you bring the price down and get it cheaper is if you bundle your homeowner's or renter's insurance or condo insurance with your automobile insurance, and you'll drive the price down. So there you go. Geico, spelled G-E-I-C-O.com. Back to Denise Simon, founderscode.com. Now, excuse me, the most dangerous man in politics, I've heard you refer to him that way before, Mark Elias, came out and said something yesterday. He said that this was a prediction. He said Democrats will attempt to prevent some duly elected Republican House members from serving.
Well, they were kind of doing that with a couple of members of Congress. If I'm not mistaken, one was the vote was so close, but this woman did win it.
Upstate New York.
Well, that was one. That was Claudia Tenney.
Yeah.
The other one, if I'm not mistaken, I want to say it was someplace in the Midwest, Kansas or Iowa or something.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Yep.
Yeah, and we can't put anything past these people. They're going to, you know, clog up everything they possibly can clog up. So whether they're duly seated or not, it's all going to end up in a court if they take it that far. Mark Elias is a very, very dangerous man. If I'm not mistaken, I think he's kind of joined forces with Eric Holder. Because I think they're also challenging some of the redistricting that's going on because of the census.
Yeah, they are.
And it's important for your listeners to remember who Mark Elias is. He came from the law firm Perkins Coie.
Mm-hmm.
Which was the law firm of record for the Clinton campaign, for the DNC, and they were the ones that hired Fusion GPS,
mm-hmm.
and that is where all things started with Russia collusion. It also is important to understand that Mark Elias was the attorney, the campaign attorney, for Kamala Harris when she was running for president.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm just telling you, this man, he's dangerous. I'll just put it that way. He's dangerous.
Yeah. By the way, a sad story to report. A Baltimore police officer who was shot in the head is now dead after being taken off life support. So our thoughts and prayers go out to this was a female officer. Our thoughts and prayers go out. Mm-hmm.
The police did not have a good day yesterday across the country. They had to deal with all kinds of nonsense.
Mm-hmm.
Oak Brook, and I think there was a Burlington Coat Factory thing that happened. And yesterday was not a good day.
Now, are you ready for this little tidbit that came out? This is a media story that's surfacing now. Hillary Clinton reportedly is begging the Democrats to consider her as an alternative to Joe Biden in 2024.
They won't touch her.
I'm just telling you, that's the report that came up. Who's putting that out there?
Well, I think it's people that are working for her and, just trying to, put her on the short list, but it won't happen. The DNC and the Democrats are in real trouble. I think they've got at least 22 Democrats on the House side that are not running again for Congress, for the House. There's where they have already lost the majority in the House right there.
All right, and our friend Lauren Kelly up in Rhode Island is chiming in. That's a Tuggy to Pay to Your Pup lady. She's saying, Merry, Merry, Merry Christmas, Captain and
Crew. Merry Christmas.
And she says it's 20 degrees in Rhode Island.
Yikes.
No, thank you.
No, thank you is right.
Yep, no, thank you. You can have it. We don't want it.
that's the reason we're here.
It's cool enough right here at 52 degrees, and I do have my coat. Thank you.
Yes.
All right. Did you hear about New York City and New York Times Square? This is unbelievable. De Blasio says you're going to have to wear a mask and you're going to have to, we can't put any more than 15,000 people because of the Omicron surge in Times Square. Holy smokes. Do you realize they put 1 million people in there every year normally?
Omicron, it is coming out in various reports from various experts and including media that Omicron is just like the common flu. So we don't get diagnosed with the common flu anymore. Omicron is the common flu.
Correct.
We're just given it a formal. We can't say we got the flu anymore. The common flu is Omicron. So they're going to vaccinate and boost us into oblivion here.
And you know what my doctor told me yesterday? Because we were talking about it. They did my blood work. They gave me the results and all that stuff. And my antibodies are through the roof still. And he said, to me. He says, you know, the Omicron could probably be taken care of with a flu shot.
Precisely, or these two pills. So
right.
It's and so I would be suing. I would be challenging de Blasio. Not that there's a lot of time to do all that because he's, what, out of office in a handful of days here?
Unbelievable. People are people are just falling for this.
Nuts.
Yeah. Now, the Trump legal team has appealed to the Supreme Court to have them block the release of some records to the January 6th committee that they've already been given permission to get. I don't know where that's going to go.
Well, this should go to the Supreme Court, to be honest with you, because there's something known as executive privilege.
Correct.
And executive privilege is where a sitting president can apply executive privilege to whatever for whatever reasons they are allowed to do that. And so I would say if, and the Biden administration has already challenged all that when it comes to Trump and his administration. So I would say, okay, we'll play back then as play back as fair game. We should demand that whatever is going on with executive privilege in the Biden White House be released. So, yeah. Biden gets to keep his executive privilege, but Trump can't.
Yeah, I totally agree with you on that one. And again, we have got President Joe Biden, who has taken steps to backstop the hospitals and distribute the coronavirus test kits, however welcome that may be, a little bit too little too late to stem the surge of the Omicron, and we're hearing about that, and they were hoping to have it all out there between Christmas and New Year's, but that's not going to happen either.
No, it's not. They have only just now signed the contract.
Yeah.
And the furthermore, people are idiots. They're standing in line for hours and days, you know, to get these tests.
Right.
But what does that do? Because 2 hours later, they could be someplace and, you know, be infected. So, I mean, it's like, give me a break. I mean, the testing's stupid.
Yeah, and the government had to cut back how many test kits that they give them to go home with. They cut it down to six.
Yeah, or mailing them. They were like, what a disaster.
All right, well, listen, I want to wish you and yours a Merry Christmas, and I will talk to you again Sunday morning, or Monday morning, sorry, Monday morning.
All right. Merry Christmas to all your listeners.
You betcha. Thank you very much. Okay, that's Denise Simon, everybody, founderscode.com, founderscode.com. I'll be right back with more. Don't go anywhere. This is the Captain's America Third Watch. Christmas is here, almost.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
Kim Potter is now behind bars. She was immediately taken into custody after being convicted of two counts of manslaughter in the death of Dante Wright during his suburban Minneapolis traffic stop last April. Katie Bryant is Dante's mother.
Now we've been able to process it. We want to thank the entire prosecution team. We want to thank community support, everybody who's been out there that has supported us in this long fight for accountability.
The former police officer will be sentenced in February. She faces up to 15 years in prison. Another pill has been approved for COVID-19, although the at-home medication from Merck is considered much less effective and has more side effects than the Pfizer pill, which was approved on Wednesday. This is USA Radio News.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Well, you've all heard the story about Rudolph and his nose, but I'll tell you a Christmas tale that never has been told. Well, you may think you've heard it all, but you ain't heard nothing yet about that crazy Christmas that the North Pole can't forget. Rudolph was under the weather. He had to call in sick. Well, he got on the horn to his cousin Leroy, who lived out in the sticks. He said, Santa's really counting on me, and I hate to pass the buck. Leroy said, hey, I'm on my way, and he jumped in his pickup truck. When Leroy got to the North Pole, all the reindeer snickered and laughed. They'd never seen a deer in overalls and a John Deere tractor hat. But Santa stepped in and said, just calm down, cause we've all got a job to do. And like it or not, Leroy's in charge, and he's gonna be leading you. And then Leroy, the redneck reindeer, looked to the front of the sleigh, delivering toys to all the good old boys and girls along the way. Before that night was over, Leroy had changed their tune. He had them scooting a hoof on every single roof by the light of a neon moon. Down around his back with a Dixie flag, he was having the time of his life. And you could hear him call, Merry Christmas, y'all, and all of y'all a good night. And it was Leroy, the redneck reindeer, up to the front of the sleigh, delivering toys to all the good old boys and girls along the way.
Joe Diffie, and that's the legend of Leroy, the redneck reindeer. How about that one? Okay, a little Christmas cheer on this Christmas show that we're doing here. And oh, by the way, we are going to do a little military here, so let's get going here.
Thank you all, United States veterans. May God love you.
Hi, everybody. This is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
Now, it's time for military and veterans news on the Captain's America Third Watch.
Yes, it is. And Bo was here yesterday, answered your questions, and thank you very much for participating. And I hope everybody got a chance to get your questions answered. Now, you can reach out to them again at 800-659-2080. That's 800-659-2080. And here's more about the National Aviation Academy right now.
Hey, America, is there anything you're truly proud of? How about becoming an aviation maintenance technician? In just 14 months, you'll be watching the metal birds that you just repaired soar back into the sky. At National Aviation Academy, we train ordinary men and women to do extraordinary things. Call 800-659-2080 or visit wingmenwanted.com. I can't think of anything else to be more proud of. For more information about our statistics, visit naa.edu/success.
Now, there's a couple different ways that you can get a hold of the National Aviation Academy, but what I always tell you is ask to take the tour. Check them out. They've got two campuses. They've got one in Clearwater, Florida, right here in my backyard. I'm on this side of the bay in Tampa. They're on the other side of the bay in Clearwater. And they have another campus in Concord, Massachusetts, just outside the city limits of Boston. Either way, give them a call at 800-659-2080, that number again, 800-659-2080, and ask to take the tour of one of those two campuses. Now, you can also check them out online at naa.edu. That's their home website, naa.edu. But always ask to take the tour. You'll be able to talk to some students, talk to some instructors, and talk to the financial aid people that will be able to walk you in the right direction. You can use your GI benefit package there, especially those of you 9/11, post-9/11. You'll probably have benefits that you can use. Not too sure about the ones pre-9/11, but you'll be able to find out. And if not, you'll be able to get a standard student loan. All you got to do is call them and check them out, 800-659-2080. Now, the Biden administration is starting to deny Afghans' requests to enter the United States. Remember, they had 33,000 Afghans who had applied for and been accepted with U.S. passports to come into this country. Now, those 33,000 were predominantly military people that had been in the Afghan army, police officers that had been in the Afghan police force, politicians that had been part of the political structure there, who knew what was going to happen if they got caught by the Taliban. They were going to be killed. And that's exactly what's going on. We've had concrete proof of that over the weeks, that they're doing just that. So, we've got Joe Biden now trying to make it harder for the people from Afghanistan to come into the United States. Now, that's no way to run a railroad, in my opinion. But nobody ever said that Biden's smart. Because you can go down on the Mexican border, for God's sake, and all you got to do is come across the border, sneak in, and you're here. For the most part, anyway. Now, the Pentagon now will have to give lawmakers an annual report on the weapons loss and security under the new provisions in the National Defense Authorization Act, which Congress approved this month and President Joe Biden will be signing. By the way, Afghan airmen can't wait, the pilots, to get back in the cockpit of an airplane. Now, multiple hurdles stand in the way of them doing that, but these pilots would like to fly perhaps commercially, not in the military, but perhaps commercially for maybe an airline, maybe FedEx, UPS, Airborne, one of those companies. So we'll see if they can make that happen because these are qualified people that are able to do the job if they're just given the opportunity. Now, the Hawaii hearing over the tainted Navy water ended without a ruling. And it's kind of strange because a hearings officer is expected to issue a recommendation early next week on whether the Navy has to comply with Hawaii's order to empty fuel from a massive fuel storage tank facility, which is blamed for leaking and contaminating the Pearl Harbor drinking water. Well, that's pretty simple there. Of course they should. That's just me talking about them. What do I know? But of course they should. Why not? And of course, there was an investigation that was handled, requested by Hawaii's congressional delegation in light of the toxic water crisis at the Joint Base Pearl Harbor-Hickam, which has been affecting military personnel and families for quite some time now. And they need to get on with it and get it done. And we'll see if they're able to do that. Hopefully they will be. By the way, Ukraine's armed forces are heavily outnumbered and outgunned by Russia, but they could put up a tremendous fight that would force Russian President Vladimir Putin to pay a big price of many thousands of Russian lives for any invasion into Ukraine. They are well armed and able to defend themselves if they have to. We'll see how that works out. Okay, I think Chris Markowski's calling in today. We'll find out. We're going to go to break, and then we'll be right back. Don't go anywhere.
You found it. The most listened to radio program in the overnights. The Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce. Lock it in and join the Captain's Army.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Youngevity. TeamGaday.com.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now. For prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Kyle Warren, the professor of politics. And from all of us here at the Captain's America Third Watch, we want to wish everyone listening a very Merry Christmas and, of course, all the best for 2022. Merry Christmas, everybody.
You betcha. And Merry Christmas to everybody from Moss Acura. Remember, Moss Acura, the car of the year this year anyway, the flagship MDX Sport Utility. You can find them online at Moss, M-A-U-S, Acura.com. And don't forget that, as they always do, they honor those that have served our country with the You Serve, You Save program for active duty military veterans, first responders, and church pastors, too. Now, they're located on North Florida Avenue, right next to the Nissan dealership that's there, Moss Nissan. Moss Acura. Check them out. Tell them the captain sent you. And they're wishing everybody a very Merry Christmas, Happy Holidays, and Happy New Year. All right, joining us right now, we have the watchdog on Wall Street himself, Chris Markowski, and you're still in Long Island.
Yes, I am, unfortunately.
By the way, did you say your son had to take a test for COVID?
He's taken two. He had one negative, one positive, and now we're waiting for the PCR test. But, you know, time we get that back, you know, and he's fine. He's got no symptoms or anything like that. So doesn't look like we're going to be coming to Florida. I'm not too happy about it.
Well, yeah, I hear you, and I get that. So there you go. But doggone, that's a shame, because I know you were coming down. Let's see, is it your mother that lives down in?
Well, I was actually just going to go visit some friends, but my mom and my brother, actually, they're away right for Christmas as well, and I have a lot of good friends and family down there, so I was coming down to do a short little visit, like 6-7 days, but we're going to have to put it off.
Well, you can come down.
We get flights now because of the cancellations. We were just talking about that.
Yeah.
You know, it's going to be hard to find.
Yeah, several hundred flights got canceled yesterday because they couldn't put the crews together because of this Omicron. So, but anyway, now look, we didn't talk about this before, but I want to bring this up. The Department of Homeland Security is going to use congressional funding that's already there to close the unfinished construction gaps along the southern border in the states of California, Arizona, and Texas, where they already had the fence up there, but they didn't have the gates in place to make it work the way it was supposed to, or they were missing like a mile or two here to tie a fence into another fence. But apparently they're going to do that, and they're going to start it here around the right after the first of the year. And this involves the sectors of San Diego, El Centro, Yuma, Tucson, El Paso, and Del Rio, where we've seen the people walk right to the end of the fence and then just walk in because there's been no gate or anything there.
Well, I know that they were showing pictures of, like, segments of fence that were just, sitting out to, kind of rust, I guess.
Right.
Who's putting this in? The government's putting this in?
This is the Biden administration decided they needed to do this because they needed to close these gaps so that if they were going to come in, they'd come in where they're supposed to, not where they're coming in at.
Yeah, wait till Squad finds out about that. They're going to lose their shirts. They got really upset with the Biden administration when they went back to Trump's policy of remain in Mexico that he swore that he was going to get rid of, and he did, but then brought it back because we've got nothing right now. It's just It's free-for-all at the border.
Well, you're right, and it's going to stay that way for a while, unfortunately. When you talk about money, the Commerce Secretary Gina Raimondo, who was the former governor of Rhode Island, is talking about the supply chain, and she says, well, the congestion has dropped 50%, and we're doing much better. And I heard him say yesterday, well, there's no empty shelves. 90% of the shelves are full. I don't know what the hell store they've been going in, but I've been in a bunch of stores where there's a whole bunch of empty shelves.
Well, again, I think it's falling on, you gotta be a really true believer, the nonsense that's coming out of these people within the administration. Real Mood also said that this is the greatest economy, ever in the history of any.
No.
I mean, you're just talking the talk. She's completely unqualified for the job. She's qualified in terms of, elite parlance. Is the fact that she was a governor and Democratic governor of Rhode Island, and so checked all the boxes and dotted all the I's and crossed all the T's, party loyalty, commerce secretary.
Yeah.
What the hell did you know about commerce, for crying out loud? And honestly, do we really need the commerce secretary? I mean, is it really necessary? Do we need a secretary of energy? I mean, did the government create it? I would get, one by one. You're gone. We don't need this. It's nonsensical.
We don't need a Secretary of Transportation either, because I made the comment to you before, you and I could do a better job than Buttigieg is doing.
Oh, we don't need a Secretary of Education. Let the local handle it on their own. We don't need the federal government involved.
Mm-hmm. Now, Wall Street climbed for the third straight day in a row. That's not too bad news. That's good news. Is that right?
It's up. I mean, a little Santa Claus rally, I guess you want to call it. Money flowing back in because I think Wall Street is, kind of coming to the realization that this Omicron thing is not that bad. It's going to obviously affect, the GDP. There's no doubt about that. I mean, I'm telling you right now, areas in the Northeast, many of them with the mask mandates and various different rules, they're not as busy as they would normally be. New York City taking another massive hit again, with all the shutdowns and the nonsense that's going on. The concern is whether or not the teachers unions end up pushing for, lockdowns or stay at home or delayed openings, which again, is going to be a killer, for business. It's going to be a killer for parents out there in certain areas of the country. We all know you live, the state of Florida. You might as well call it the free state of Florida. Life goes on. And many places around the country are like that. However, many others, again, it's panic porn all over.
Now, I'm going to give you a little fuzzy math to deal with here. The U.S. consumer prices, according to the government, rose 5.7% over the last year. the fastest in 39 years as the surge in inflation confronted Americans with the holiday shopping season currently underway, an increase of some 5.7%. I don't know what they're smoking, but yeah, it's higher than that. It's higher than that.
Oh, I agree wholeheartedly. I mean, for a while, I think it's been running much, much hotter. I do believe that, you know, functionally we're well over 10%.
Sure.
Point in time, and you know that's just the reality. I mean, again, you can see for yourself. It doesn't, you know, you don't need to be a brain surgeon to figure out what you're paying at the grocery store. You take a look at your credit card bills and you see what things cost. So, you know, without a doubt, I mean, it's running very, very hot.
By the way, we have a couple of listeners, Fred K. in Fort Lauderdale, saying Merry Christmas to you and yours and all our listeners. And we have Therese, and I can't pronounce your last name, but it's like two names together. But Therese is saying thank you for giving us a voice. Many blessings to you and your guests. Merry Christmas. Happy New Year.
Well, you got a great listening audience there, Captain. I love coming on every single day and being able to speak with you and your listeners out there.
Well, they like you. And again, you and I have been a revolving door here for the last, 18, 20 years, whatever it's been. I quit counting. And it's been a lot of fun because I know for a while there it was like, You'd say, well, can you help me out today? Can you sit in for my show? I know it's kind of late, but can you help me out? And I always was there to do that. So that's how we all got started doing this.
Yeah, it's funny. I moving some stuff around in my office, and I've got cases and cases of old CDs of shows that we were doing for 20 years ago.
Oh yeah. Kind of I'll bet those sound interesting.
Yeah, I gotta listen to them. I gotta find a CD player actually because they don't even have those anymore.
Oh, geez. Okay. Well, check with the station. I think there's one or two of them floating around here. They're not using anymore. But anyway, the Biden Omicron measures are too little, too late, according to the experts. But in the meantime, the search for a COVID-19 test means sold out signs, long lines. Have you seen the lines trying to get a test?
You get just to wait to get the results. And again, everybody's at the collective freakout. I think everybody should kind of follow what the NFL's doing. If you don't have symptoms, don't get a damn test.
Right.
It's the only way it's going to stop. I'm sorry. I hate to break it to you. This is not going away. And you're going to have to get tested all the time. And you could be in line waiting to get tested, and you could pick up COVID from somebody else, even if you're wearing a mask. It's just ridiculous. I mean, the whole it's utter absurdity at this point in time. And the powers that be fail to lead on this and get people off the fence.
Christine is telling me to tell you to drive to Florida.
might have to do that.
All right. Well, listen, Merry Christmas, all that good stuff. Try to stay out of trouble, and if you come down here, let me know.
You got it.
All right, Chris Markowski, everybody, and he's got a great family, and I'm really, really proud to know him, and he's one of the good guys. All right, I'll be right back. Frank Silvato will be on. Don't go anywhere.
What kind of help does the IRS have for identity theft victims?
If you suspect you're a victim of tax-related identity theft, go to irs.gov/identity theft to learn how to prevent potential refund fraud and protect your tax account. At the IRS, combating tax-related identity theft is a top priority, and we are committed to prevention, detection, and assisting victims. And we're working with law enforcement to catch the criminals. For more info, go to irs.gov/identity theft to learn what the IRS is doing to help protect you.
Hi, I'm your host, Smokey Colbert, filling in for Smokey, because after 75 years of...
Only you can prevent wildfires.
Turns out there's much more to say. Nearly 90% of wildfires are caused by us humans being careless, dumping our used barbecue coals willy-nilly. Guess the song was wrong. We did start the fire. That's why I respect Mother Nature and her trees, whether coniferous or new car scented. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.